At the NAFB Washington Watch, I'm visiting with Chris Galen with National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, we're here at a interesting time as we have a farm bill being discussed with versions presented by both the House and Senate. Where do things stand as it relates to the dairy business in these proposed versions?
Sure. Well, as we're recording this, Chuck, we've got the Senate and the House Ag Committee is going to be working on the farm bill here this week. The good news is that the chairman's marks, the chairman's default positions in both those bodies, contain the Dairy Security Act, which is the farm bill proposal we've been working on now for more than 3 years. In the Senate, we expect the Ag Committee on Tuesday to move expeditiously through all the different titles, and I think that the dairy title will be intact, and it's one that we definitely support. In the House, the Dairy Security Act will be under consideration. There's also going to be a vote on a competing proposal offered by the former chairman of the Ag Committee, Congressman Bob Goodlatte, and we're very much concerned about this and opposed to it because basically it would turn farmers into takers of government welfare, in essence, because it would not allow the marketplace to correct quickly enough. They would be getting margin insurance subsidized by the government, but not getting the necessary price signals that would either restore the market price for milk or reduce the cost to the taxpayer of the program. So we're very concerned that a Republican-led Congress would want to go down the path of actually having a program in place that is going to cost more unless you have the market stabilization program in there as well. So that's been our message to both parties and both the House and the Senate, that in order for the dairy security program to really be the most effective, you need the margin insurance, but you also need market stabilization.
I know that once we go through the markup process, then it's let's get it to the floor.
Yeah.
What are you kind of hoping or expecting? You know, we can't predict what's going to happen here, but getting that there so that we don't just start calling this the never-ending farm bill.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think anyone wants a repeat of 2012, like kind of like the movie Groundhog Day, where you keep waking up and the farm bill still hasn't been passed and it's the end of the year. So no one wants to spend their New Year's Eve again in Washington this year like they did last year. So I think the good news is that we've heard rumors that not only is the Senate Ag Committee going to work on the farm bill this week, but they may actually try to vote on it on the Senate floor later this week. So the Senate is on a fast track, by all appearances. Over in the House, all we're asking for is that they get it out of committee and that they then schedule time on the House floor, which we did not get last summer, last fall, last December in the House of Representatives. It kept on dragging out. And then, of course, ultimately they passed an extension of the existing farm bill. So I think that the stars and planets will align and that people will either be desperate enough or sick enough or whatever to get us a new farm bill this year.
Well, looking beyond farm bill, just to the industry itself, and I know when you talk about the dairy industry, it's a very diverse one around the country regionally, but just what's your viewpoint of the state of the dairy industry as we look into this year? We're certainly seeing a little bit of late planting on corn. Don't know that will or won't have an impact down the road on feed prices, for example.
Well, of course, last year the problem was not enough soil moisture, and we had the terrible drought in the Corn Belt. And now, of course, you got the opposite. Be careful what you wish for. You may get it. And so now we've had a lot of soggy conditions, particularly in the I states in the middle of the Corn Belt. So I guess the good news is that if the corn crop gets in there and it grows, hopefully there'll be enough moisture this summer for us to get adequate yields. But I guess getting back to the issue of farm policy, it's these type of conditions that give great illustration of why we need to have, for dairy farmers, a better safety net that accounts for not only milk prices, but also feed costs. So that way, if we have a poor crop because of drought or flood or hail or whatever, if we have other factors like exports or increased demand for biofuels or some of the other things that are affecting the marketplace, dairy farmers have a way to use risk management tools that are partially funded by the government, but farmers also have skin in the game as well. They will have a way to help mitigate those risks. So that's what we're asking Congress to provide us this year.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. It's never a dull moment here in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Chris Galen with National Milk Producers Federation. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.